After 7 days of rodeo action, it came down to the final four in each event. In the professional bareback, Manitoba cowboy Orin Larson, who set the bar earlier in the week, and Montana cowboys Samuel Peterson, Richard Champion and Weston Timberman faced off in the showdown round, with Timberman ultimately taking the top prize with his 90-point ride. Moving to the timed event end of the arena, Trevor Hale, Tuff Cooper, Shane Hanchey, and Haven Megd competed in the tie-down roping. Montana cowboy Megd blew the competition away with a run of 7.8 seconds. Moving back into the chutes, the professional saddle bronc was up next. Idaho cowboy Cade Bruno, New Mexico cowboy Zachary Dallas, Alberta cowboy Colby Wanchuk, and fan favorite and fellow Albertan Zeke Thurston were the finalists in the saddle bronc event. Dallas won the event with a 90.25-point ride, narrowly beating out both Bruno and Thurston. Back in the timed event end, Dakota Elridge, Paceon Deleu, Dalton Massey, and Cody Cassidy were in the showdown, with Oregon cowboy Massey winning with a 5.8-second run, just ahead of Cassidy. Remaining in the timed event end, the finalists in the ladies' barrel racing squared off. In the finals were Emily Beisel, Halen Lide, who had the fastest time of the week, Bobby Henderson, and Lindsay Sears, who came out on top with a run of 17.47. Sears is also the track record holder, with 16.93 seconds, which was set in 2009. Next up was the professional team roping. The teams were Braden Borst and Levi Schmidt, Trey Yates and Jake Clay, Dustin Bird and Jeremy Buhler, and Caleb Driggers and Junior Noguera, who won the event with a time of 5.5 seconds. Moving back to the chutes, the final event of the Stampede was bull riding. While Chase Doherty, Nick Tetz, Grady Young, and Jared Parsonage all qualified for the top four in the showdown, the winners of the event were the bulls, managing to throw all four riders and preventing one qualified ride. The Pinoca Stampede will return on Canada Day long weekend in 2025. Pinoca News is your source for all things Pinoca Stampede leading up to and during Stampede Week, June 25th to July 1st. Find more Pinoca Stampede stories here and follow us at twitter.com/ponocanews.